The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
Hi, this is Karen Self Sullivan, and I'm sitting here this afternoon with Nisha Thompson, and we're going to do some talking about town matters, and the topic today is the Colonial Beach Parks and Rec Advisory Commission. Nisha, I understand you're new to the commission.
I'm new to the commission, but I am not new to the town. I have lived here my entire life.
What made you want to get involved with the commission?
I decided to join the commission because I know the town's inclusive, but I don't always see where I feel like I can bring my kids to events all the time. And also I know there's a lot of children in town that don't go to events. As a local, I know there's a lot of kids here that don't go. So I feel like having a more familiar face will get a lot more children to come to events or okay. Parents or residents that wouldn't usually come to things to come.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about the commission. I know it's an all-volunteer body, and it's appointed by town council, but it seems like everybody on the commission has been involved in volunteering for a long time in town. Yeah. What do you know about the other members?
Yeah, I joined, I realized everybody has a thing, and I'm like, what's my thing? But Phil is a soccer coach in King George, actually, so he does a lot of stuff with children. Karen does a lot of, I met Karen at one of her events she did, at Riverwood. She came and did a pop-up event. So she does a lot of events in the town for children and special needs. And she started movie nights, her and Doug. Mike is a runner. He is one of the beach runners. So he talks a lot about doing events where people can run in 4Ks and 5Ks. And Eileen, she does the BAM. She works with BAM, and she does a lot of events for the school, with the school, and coordinating with the school with a lot of events at Torrey Smith Park.
Excellent. And as a new member, you're hoping to be the face of locals so that people will see you and know that you're a local, and so they'll feel more comfortable maybe getting involved and going to programs and events.
Yes, that is my goal. I just started Nisha Time, that is just short clips on our Facebook page to let you know what's going on in town, because not everybody wants to read a post or read everything. Sometimes they just want to watch a clip. So Nisha Times are going to be updates for me on what's going on with Parks and Rec. And from my first video, we got a lot of shares and a lot more views than previously. So it looks like it's working, and we're going to see how it goes. So
now Nisha Time, is that published on the Parks and Rec page on Facebook?
Yes, it's published on the Parks and Rec Facebook page.
Okay. Are you available on other social media? Are you on Nextdoor yet?
We are not on Nextdoor, I believe, but it is something I will be looking into, as also looking into getting on the radio with updates as well.
Okay, that's WWER 88.1, our local community radio station.
Yes, they play it at Town Hall. If you ever go, you hear it on the TV.
And people can also go to the town's website to find out what's going on?
Yes, Parks and Rec has a page on the website.
Okay. And then they can just walk into Town Hall and see what's displayed there as far as events and programs.
Yes. We try to get flyers out for every event. So we're trying to get flyers out if we have events coming out.
Now, you all are working very hard as volunteers, but I think for the first time ever, we actually have a Parks and Rec department at the town level. And we have a staff member that's the director of Parks and Rec. Who is that?
That would be Bobby Duke, another lifetime resident of Colonial Beach. I think he went to school with my parents, actually. So he's the director, and he's our contact. He's our point of contact. If you go to Town Hall, he's the person you're looking for. He does the special events program as well now. So he's also been in charge of collecting the money for the palm trees for green space.
Oh, for the palm trees that go on the beach?
Yes. So
he's been working on that too. Well, he sounds like he's been very busy.
I believe he has been. He works on the schedule quarterly, and we get weekly updates. So he's been really busy.
So we have one paid staff member for Parks and Rec, and we have the Parks and Rec Advisory Commission. You all seem to be focused more on programs. Who's actually taking care of the parks?
The parks are taken care of by Public Works. Bobby goes and checks out Tori Smith a lot. But the parks are taken care of by Public Works. There's the works of an Adopt-a-Park program. It's still in the beginning stages.
So that would enable citizens to kind of check on the parks, pick up any litter, and report any major problems back to Bobby, right?
Yes. I think it's more or less the NGOs, I think, would adopt a park. And they would just, pick up litter, let Bobby know what's going on, if they see anything outside of the normal. It also puts faces at parks to prevent people stealing, like balls or rackets or the golf putters. It puts a face there, so it would help lower vandalism.
So some of our parks have playgrounds. Some of our parks have basketball courts, tennis courts. The Washington Avenue Park, I think, has a miniature golf course, or a half of a miniature golf course.
Yes, it's a 9-holer course. We are in the process of bringing another 9-hole course somewhere else. Keep your eye out for that. I don't want to spoil it yet. Still in discussion.
So what kinds of programs can we expect this year?
There's a lot of programs coming. To start off, tennis and soccer have both kind of started for the season. Tennis had a pop-up for intermediate and advanced level that had a great turnout. Soccer pop-up had its second annual pop-up 2 weeks ago, I believe. We had a great turnout, almost 30 kids.
So when you say pop-up, what does that mean?
So it's free. You just come and you play soccer. You learn the basics. Phil does that, and I did the paperwork for it, like the flyers and everything. But Phil was there, set up, and worked with the kids. There was 3 levels, like looks like 3 different age groups. And they played. We had water. The kids had a blast, and we did have the signups for the soccer program. We're trying to start a clinical program this year, and we had 15 signups so far.
And is there a fee for that signup program?
Yes, it is $20, and it's for 6 weeks, Monday and Wednesdays on Town Hill. It is from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. starting April 18th, running into May 25th. You have until April 25th to sign up.
Now, if they want to sign up, they have to fill out a registration form and a waiver form, right?
Yes. People sometimes get it confused. The waiver is for any Parks and Rec event. The registration forms are specialized to each program. The tennis program will have a registration form. I haven't personally seen that yet. I think they're still working out the kinks for it. But the tennis program's sign-up sheet is available on Facebook. I'm sorry, not Facebook. Available on the website and available at Town Hall.
So people can either go to the website, or they could go into Town Hall, or they can contact Bobby Duke at rduke, R is for Robert, rduke@colonialbeachva.net.
Yes.
There was also, I think, a kite flying thing you had?
Yes, we had a kite day this past Sunday, this past Sunday. It was a great turnout. We had lots of kites. I thought I couldn't do it, but I ended up getting a kite to fly. I had to switch kites. We did have kites we were giving away. We gave out all of them.
Wow.
So it was a nice event. People were coming and going. So when you drove by, you saw people out there. We had some people had kites higher than the birds.
Did anybody take any pictures?
A few people took some pictures.
Good.
I was too busy trying to get my son's kite in the air to take pictures, but there are some pictures. Bobby said somebody was going to email him some of them.
So the tennis and soccer programs have already started, but we've got plans for some other programs coming up, right?
Yes, ma'am. We have the we have movie nights coming out. I think the first one would be June 14th, I believe. I think it's that Tuesday.
Where is that going to be?
Tentatively, they will be at the community center.
And are these movies that are geared more towards children?
I believe we're going to be putting out a survey because usually they're pretty late. It's the sunset's pretty late, so.
Oh, they're outdoor movies.
Yes, ma'am. They'll be outside. So we're going to put out a survey to see what people want to watch because children are usually in bed by 9, so.
So maybe young adults.
Yes,
geared more towards the young adults.
But we can always do theme nights, so we're going to put out a survey on Facebook.
Now, will there be a fee for the movies?
No, I don't believe so.
That's going to be a free event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hosted at the community center, most likely.
Yes.
We'll confirm that.
Yes.
Now, last year there was a big, very successful event where these folks came down from D.C. and taught us how to skateboard. In fact, they got me on a skateboard. Any chance we're going to see that again?
I do believe that NEC Adventures will be back this year. I don't know the actual date, but they will be back. We will be having a second skateboard event. I think that was probably one of Bobby's most successful events.
Well, like I said, they got me on the skateboard. They had to hold my hand, but they did get me on the skateboard. And now, what about basketball? Any chance of basketball?
Yeah, due to COVID, we couldn't do, you know, like youth basketball or anything, but we will try to do basketball pop-ups. There is a, somebody wants to do a 3-on-3 tournament coming up. We were going to do one, but somebody said they want to do one, so we're hoping to have information on that soon.
So if people are doing activities that are related to recreation, you'd like to know about it so that you can help promote it, even though it's not officially through Parks and Rec, right?
Yes, we would love to promote any kind of events that they're doing that would be for the community.
So maybe we could get you to do a Nisha time?
Yes, you will be hearing Nisha time about events in town. We're also working on the National Night Out, which will be the first Tuesday in August, which I think is August 2nd. And we are working on a possible gaming truck.
I went to National Night Out last year, and that was a really great event. And
yeah,
Bobby said he was going to try to expand it this year.
Yeah, we work with the police department on that. So we hope to have a bigger turnout than we did last year, this year. We had a nice turnout last year.
I remember the thing I enjoyed the most, the police department had these goggles that made your perception more like what it would be if you had had one or two or three alcoholic beverages. And our Mayor Robin Schick, actually put them on and tried to walk the straight line for the police department. And that was really informative.
My kids, we went last year this is before I joined the board, but my kids had a blast. They had a blast.
Now, I understand we have a lot of volunteers that help us, and I know the Adopt-A-Park program isn't official yet, but I understand that there's a friend of yours or someone that you have known for a long time that's volunteering to help us out at Torrey Smith?
Yes, ma'am. That would be Natalie Roy. She's a lifetime resident, too. I've known her my entire life. She volunteered her business, RTL Servicing, to clean the bathrooms at Torrey Smith. She contacted Bobby about cleaning them and said because of the vandalism, they keep being shut down. She wants them to be open for the children to be able to go there and use the park. And we hope with the constant presence there, the vandalisms will slow down. They'll stop altogether. So it was very nice of her to volunteer to do that for the town.
So she's going to be there at Torrey Smith Park cleaning it once a week?
Once or twice a week. Since she's volunteered, we didn't specify schedule. You know, she didn't have to do it, so it's very kind of her to do that so that the bathrooms can be open to the public.
Yeah, because they have to be locked if there's nobody there to watch them, right?
Yeah, due to the vandalism, we had to shut them down.
Now, the Parks and Rec Advisory Commission, that's appointed by town council. It's a public body, and so they have regular meetings?
Yes, ma'am. The meetings are the first Tuesday of every month at Town Center at 6 p.m.
Okay, and Town Center is on Washington Avenue, right next to the library?
Yes, ma'am, 22 Washington Avenue.
And can anybody go?
Yes, anybody's welcome. We would love for anybody to come. We would love to hear what you want, what kind of activities you want, what kind of events you liked, which ones you want to come back.
So this is a this is an official meeting, but there's a public comment period. So people could have like 3 minutes to make suggestions or give feedback.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything in particular that you're looking for feedback on?
Me personally, I look for inclusiveness, because even though we are inclusive here in town, it's not always as transparent as it should be. So people with special needs don't always feel like they're welcome, which is another reason why I joined the Parks and Rec, because I have two special needs kids. So I understand where they may be coming from, where they don't always feel like they'll be there without causing an issue. But we're all residents of this town, and we want you to come. We want you to let us know what kind of events would be better suited for other people in the community that we don't always think about.
So it sounds like Parks and Rec is doing, we're doing some events, and we're also starting to do some programs where people can sign up and do a class that would last for multiple weeks. Anything else on the horizon?
There might be a running club coming. It was talked about. I think it's still in the works, but we have a lot of runners here in town, morning runners, evening runners, and there's a club that they're trying to get up and running so people could run together during these times, running events, get people who aren't runners to run.
Now, pre-COVID, there was a group called the Colonial Beach Youth Athletic Association, and I think they had cheerleaders, and they had football players, but that kind of got shut down with COVID. Any plans for Parks and Rec to help get that started again?
Yes. Unfortunately, with COVID, a lot of the surrounding counties went travel ball, so a lot of people don't do the youth football anymore or youth cheer or anything like that. So we can't bring it back the way it was, but we can incorporate those programs into events. We'll do pop-ups for them. We'll do basketball pop-ups and football pop-ups and cheer pop-ups. We also need to do those events. We got to make sure we have the right people to do them, because I mean, we don't always know certain events. So we're looking for volunteers to do a cheer pop-up and volunteers to do football pop-up and basketball and volleyball. We did just order nets and our council member, Allison, donated volleyballs.
So is this beach volleyball?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're hoping to do a program there too.
So sand volleyball is very different from court volleyball.
Yeah, it is. I played volleyball in school. It's a whole new ball game there.
So if people are not able to come to the Parks and Rec Advisory Commission meeting in person, is there another way they can participate?
Yes, ma'am. They can email or send letters to Town Hall to Bobby, or they can send them to the clerk who will get them to Bobby, and they will be read at the meetings.
Okay. And if they can't attend the meeting but they'd like to watch the meeting, that's on the town's YouTube channel?
Yes, ma'am. It is streamed live.
It's streamed live. And is it also recorded so that you can watch it later?
Yes, you can go back and watch it later.
Okay. So any ideas for programs, things that you would like to see Parks and Rec do, we want to send an email to rduke@colonialbeachva.net.
Yes.
Okay. Are you working with the schools at all? Is Parks and Rec Department? I know BAM works with the schools.
We are still in the works. I believe Bobby is in the works of trying to work with the superintendent on programming. I believe it's basketball, youth basketball up and running again, which I did as a child. So I think that would be a great program to have in the wintertime for children to do.
That would be great if we had a place to play basketball in the wintertime. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that's coming up for Parks and Rec, or just your outlook on the town now that you're, I know you've been working for the town in the finance department for some time, but this is your first position on an advisory commission. What's your advice?
I love this town, and my advice to the residents is speak up and be nice. I don't know if anybody came to the meeting in December, but I love everybody in this town. I love this town, and we can do things together, and we don't always have to agree, but we don't have to be mean. So if you have opinions or there's things you want to talk about, come speak it out. Come to the meetings. Come let us know. Write us letters if you don't want to have your face out there. We are all ears, and it is hard, but I love it, and I love the results. I love seeing the happy faces. I love seeing people that I don't know in town because I kind of became a recluse, and I'm glad I'm back out, and I'm glad that I'm doing things to help my community.
Well, we're very glad to have you helping us with the community. There's nothing like somebody that's lived here all their lives. Your perception of things is so important because I think we all love this community and want it to stay a community.
Yes, it's changed a lot over the years. I remember a lot of changes that happened. Houses that aren't there anymore, the museum. Go visit the museum, guys. It's awesome. You got a lot of history there. But yeah, I love this town, and it's amazing the changes that it's gone through, watching it happen and watching it grow.
Well, thank you, Nisha. I look forward to hearing you on WWER 88.1, our local community radio station, and also on Facebook Live when you do your Nisha events. Nisha, what is that called?
Hey, guys, it's Nisha time.
Nisha time. Nisha time. All right. Thank you, Nisha.
Thank you.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.